Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Clearly, Leviticus 16 is a high water mark in the Hebrew Scriptures. It describes the only day in the Jewish calendar when the high priest could enter God's sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. It was also the day when all accounts were to be settled between God and the nation, beginning a new year of his living among his people. So let's briefly outline the chapter. The high priest was to select a bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He was to bathe himself and be dressed in his all-linen outfit, verses 3 and 4. Two goats were also taken, one of which was determined by lot to be a sacrifice, the other to be a scapegoat, verses 5 through 10, a topic we shall study in another lesson. Then began the sacrifices. A bullock he would offer for himself and his family, verses 11 to 14. Following that, he would kill the first goat as a sin offering for the people, sprinkle its blood on the mercy seat, and also use the blood to hallow the altar of burnt offerings, verses 15 to 19. The scapegoat was then to be brought, and on its head he would lay his hands, confessing the iniquities of the children of Israel. This goat would then be led, quote, into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man, verse 21, and permitted to escape into, quote, an uninhabited land, never to be seen again, verses 20 through 22. After this, Aaron was to once again bathe himself and then make a burnt offering for himself and the people, verses 23 to 28. Thus ended this momentous day. We just have time for one important application. Notice that Aaron, the high priest, must deal with his own sin first before turning his attention to the sins of others. Perhaps, if we did this, we might be taken more seriously by others when we speak about sin, and also be more gracious when dealing with their failures.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.